someone coming before work to hit balls. You know, we've done that on purpose to give people a chance to come visit the facilities when it suits them. Beauty about the World of Golf is it caters to the serious golfer and it caters to the absolute beginner.
Dan Edgar's here with you this morning in a what a beautiful spot. And we really want to dive into it this morning because I don't think South Africans know what you guys have built here. But welcome to the show. Let me start by saying thank you so much for opening up to us this morning. I came and played here for a couple of weeks ago for 4 hours. I could have gone to five if you open later. And what a privilege. And thank you so much for the investment you guys have made. But just dive into it a little bit for us, Dan. Where did this all vision come from? And tell us where we are at the moment. And also, what's the response been like?
Fantastic. Well, good to be here with you boys. Nice to see you again. And I was watching your scores from the other night when you were here. We can definitely improve on some aspects of the game. But no, it's fantastic to have you at Hot Shots, our new entertainment facility at the World of Golf. And really, it's a special month for the World of Golf because it's our 25th birthday. And you know, 25 years ago, we opened up in 1998. And you know, I'm going to say South Africa hadn't seen anything like this from a game improvement perspective, and ultimately a place where you can come and practice and work on, you know, every shot you can imagine in as much real golf course environment as, you know, we could create. And, you know, when we started the World of Golf back then, there was a lack of public golfing facilities. Everything was very much club based. You know, from a player perspective, it was very male, very pale, and the industry needed a shake up to, you know, kind of increase the numbers of people playing golf and getting more people into the game. So when we created the World of Golf, you know, Tom Doakes, a famous golf course architect, said the best place to practice is on a deserted golf course. And ultimately that's what we try to create at the World of Golf. You've got bunkers and water features and fairways and target tees.
Par threes.
You know, that's just the hitting range.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about the World of Golf, we've got 7 or 8 different worlds here dedicated to, you know, specific parts of the game, whether it's the World of Putting, the World of Finesse, the wedge and putt area. So, you know, it's really come a long way in the 25 years that we've been around. But something that's remained the same from day one till now is, how do we make golf more affordable, more accessible, more enjoyable, fun, friendly, unintimidating, and more inclusive?
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of been our North Star from day one. And fast forward 25 years, you know, we're sitting now in Hot Shots, and that's our next iteration of trying to get more people to play golf and touch and feel and experience what we love so much.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us sitting here are absolute golf nuts. And we get into the detail and the equipment and the players and the course design and all those wonderful things. And it gives us such great enjoyment. And how can we allow other people to get the same enjoyment? Because golf, you know, as the rugby guys were saying before, is quite intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hit this little white ball and, you know, you kind of don't know what to do. And it's a game that you always are improving. You know, it's not like you kind of reach the point where you've perfected it and, you know, one day you go out and shoot 69 and the next day you go out and you can't break 80. And I think that's the attraction to golf.
Yeah.
You know, is it's this continuous individual battle between you and the course and the elements and your mind and, you know, all those sorts of things. So, you know, the purpose and the principle behind Hot Shots is how to get people to experience golf in a different way as opposed to just, you know, aimlessly hitting balls, you know, at a target.
We call it practice with purpose.
Practicing with purpose and practicing with intention.
And make it fun.
And making it fun. So, you know, the beauty about the World of Golf is it caters to the serious golfer.
Yeah.
And it caters to the absolute beginner.
Yeah.
So one of the things we brought into the facility just over 12 months ago was the in-range technology. And effectively, all 200 bays at the World of Golf are now tracked, and you basically have a track man in your pocket, and all the targets have been digitized. And it's there to give you more purpose when you practice, more target-driven. You are able to get an in-range handicap. So you can really hone in your skills as a more serious golfer to understand which areas of your game need work. Is it driving off the tee? Is it the long irons? Is it the short irons? Whatever it might be. And effectively, we've taken that technology and created an entertainment element of it to bring in more fun, and a place where beginners can come have a duel, where corporates can come and entertain, you know, team members and clients and that sort of thing. Families can get together. I was here the other day with my kids and wife, and, you know, my kids are 8 and 10, and they play a bit of golf, but nothing major. But I promise you now, you know, as you were saying, you were here for 4 hours. We were here, couldn't get them off the mat. They were playing the games, having a laugh, having fun. And, you know, that gives me great joy to see smiles on faces and people having fun and enjoying it. So, you know, we've built this entertainment place here, which we're very proud of. And I think it's going to be a real good for South African golf in terms of increasing the numbers and participation. You know, the more people we have interested in the game, it has a roll-on effect onto club sales, onto viewership on TV at tournaments, you know, spectators at tournaments, and so on and so forth. So it's so important for South African golf to get people involved and interested in the sport for the continuous success of the sport going forward.
Well, I want to just raise three things, because firstly, people don't always realize on our show, and I think people, this is not a paid partnership. You know, we're not sitting here
you're not paying us to sit down here
with you this morning. And there's three things that stood out for me. One, the challenges. And the reason I like the challenges is that, you know, in golf, whether it's ladies golf or men's golf, we like to challenge each other on the golf course. And the chirping with golf is one in one. You cannot get away from that. The challenges made it that same camaraderie, that same type of competitiveness on the course you could ultimately duplicate here. The second thing that stood out for me is the mats that you hit from. Because you don't want to go to a facility and get there and the mats or the condition of the mats is in such a poor condition that it sort of affects your on-grass play. You've really invested in that. And then the third thing, if you don't mind, is that the wives joined us on that particular evening. Never in our lives have we ever been able to hold their attention on a golf course for 4 hours. They got into it with us because the screens that's on top of us, which will some B-roll will pop up for that, you can actually be part of the game for the players that is playing in front of you while being served lovely food and a beer.
Or gin and tonic, or
wine. Gin and tonic, or whatever it might be.
Red Bull, or a cappuccino, or as per Arthur.
So sorry that I'm talking for you on your behalf, but I'm coming from a complete non-biased position where I came with a critical eye on those particular things, and I just want to take it one step further. We came the Friday, we then came back the Sunday. I then trained in your bunkers on the bunker side. And how well maintained it was. You got there the morning, everything was perfectly laid out, the balls are there. You go to the putting, the greens are in fantastic condition. And the Sunday also turned into a family event. While they were having breakfast and playing on the kids' area, I could practice a little bit of golf. And that's something that you call a destination. So you guys have really built a destination. Mm-hmm. And now with Hotshots, in my opinion, it's elevated the space. And of course, like you mentioned, with InRange, where there's some feedback and technology. And the last point I will make in speaking on your behalf here is when I went past the Sunday, from young, female, male, culture differences, everybody was here. And to me, that's really where I get grateful, because the growing the game of golf benefits an Arthur and I.
For everyone.
And for everybody. So just sorry, Dan, that I spoke there a little bit on your behalf there, but that's my view and my personal experience that I had with you guys.
And the other thing is also, which I don't know a lot of people know, is they've got a grass range as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just map-based.
Yeah.
So for the better players, the professional golfers, yes. I used to love coming to practice here.
Yeah.
So they cater for, like you said, from beginners to tour pros. I mean, great restaurant, great entertainment, always music playing in the background, great vibe. Mashie course. I used to dominate this place back in the day, by the way. I used to love it.
I think I've had
a hole-in-one on every single, because I was in the Gary Player year. So I've had a hole-in-one on every hole, yeah.
Oh, nice, Arthur.
Yeah, it's not in my book, hole-in-one book.
Yeah.
No, it's a fantastic facility, and I think this is great for the industry. I mean, when we chatted about what you were going to do, I was so like, no offense, I was like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
I really can't see it. And then once we got invited to the opening, I was supposed to leave it off by 6, I only left it at 9. So I was captivated and captured, and it was unbelievable.
Again, I bring up, he calls me on his way back, okay, that night. He's like, you have to come
you
and
have
experience
to come. I was like,
this.
Albert, this
on the tick.
I phoned him at 9 o'clock, yeah, yeah, I took my chance. I was like, we chatted all the way home.
All the way home. So Dan, just from your own perspective, the vision that you guys have for this and for what's going forward, what's the response been like from the general public?
So I think it's been very well received. You know, you spoke about being able to entertain corporates and, and have a good time here with your wife and non-golfers.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in truth, this is the golf day of the future.
Yeah.
You know, I think people nowadays are very time poor.
Yeah.
And they're looking for experiences.
Yeah.
And by being able to come to a place like this where you can spend 3 or 4 hours in an intimate setting.
Yeah.
You get good conversation done, you build relationships. So from that perspective, I think that that's very important in terms of what we wanted to create.
Yeah.
And like you pointed out, when you came, you know, your wife was having breakfast at the restaurant and you were hitting balls. You know, at the World of Golf, we've tried to create this environment where there's something to do for golfers and there's something to do for non-golfers. And everyone can come together and have a good time.
Yeah.
So
you can even cut your hair. I think
yeah, there's a barber.
Your nails.
No, there's a barber here.
Get your haircut, get your car washed, work on your golf swing.
Can you do your nails here as well?
You can't do your nails,
nails yet. Not yet.
You know, it's something that we had in the past.
Okay, because that was the last time I was here, so
you know,
I apologize.
Painted nails, and then you got to go hit the club.
Yeah,
you
really
know
work. I mean, I can't speak of authority here, but you need at least half an hour for the drying process.
Yeah, I got you. Speaking from experience. So, you know, I think, you know, it's been well received so far. We've had plenty of corporates that have come in and have rebooked, and, you know, just the feedback and the type of person they're now able to bring into a golf environment, whereas before it was exclusive to golfers.
Yeah.
And I think by being able to have a place where everyone can come and play, and everyone has a good time and there's something for everyone to do is quite key in what we're trying to create.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up the cultural dynamic and the melting pot that you saw here on the weekend, and that's something we're incredibly proud of. When we opened the World of Golf in 98, 99% of our membership base was male and white.
Yeah.
And for the golf industry as a whole, it's so important for the growth of the industry to, you know, get more people playing and people that haven't necessarily been able to play before to, you know, get them in an environment that's fun, friendly and unintimidating.
Yeah.
And as we stand 25 years down the line, you know, our membership base is 55% diverse and colorful. And, you know, 20% female.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, unheard of in the golf industry.
Yeah.
It's something we really pride ourselves on and something that we want to keep on, you know, growing and succeeding at. So, yeah, it's just, it's an enjoyable place where, you know, we measure our success by smiles on faces.
Yeah.
Mm. And the more smiles we see on faces, you know we're doing a good job. And we invest in the, you know, the facility you spoke about, the mats. We partnered with Fiberbilt, and they make fantastic golf product.
Yeah.
You know, also with the amount of people coming through the doors so often, you need something that lasts.
Durable. Listen, you can injure yourself on a poor mat.
100%. And so, wrist, I mean, your wrist injuries. Yeah. And also, it screws up your, for me, it screws up your feel entirely if it's a mat. Because they, and that's why I mention it specifically, because golfers, we do focus on that. The facilities that you go and train on, that it has some decent capacity in it. And this morning I saw a guy semi-smart. He was on his way to a corporate work. He was hitting balls this morning. And the other part is that the intimidating part is that people, yes, you guys are a corporate company, okay? It's a big company that you belong to. But you guys have attached this friendly family nature to the engagement. I mean, from the moment we booked, you know, from the moment we engaged, from the moment we walked in here this morning, coffees were brought across. And I'm telling you now, it's not because the camera's here, because I've been here without those cameras.
Yes.
And I've got mates of mine that's come here and everybody has the same feedback. It now sort of feels like you're loyal to this now. You want to come back and support this, you know, even though there's a big corporate behind all of this. So Dan, you've done an incredible job in that. in that feeling and what you got, what experience that you've put together here?
I think at the end of the day, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really have a fantastic team behind us and you know, whether it's the ops guys, the marketing team, whatever the case might be. But I think it's because we all subscribe to a single philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's on the golf side, helping you know, making friends, getting to know them, and helping them play better golf more often.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and why we say make friends and that sort of thing is people treat friends differently.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're friends with someone, you know, you invest in the relationship, you invest in the time. And, you know, the famous saying goes, people do business and support people they like.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's at the cornerstone of what we do and how we want people to feel when they're in our environment.
Yeah.
You know, unintimidated, warm, welcoming, home away from home. You know, you spoke about someone coming before work to hit balls. You know, we've done that on purpose to give people a chance to come visit the facilities when it suits them.
Yeah.
So whether it's before work, during or lunch,
till 8 o'clock at night.
We've now extended our hours to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, is it 10 o'clock? I thought it was 8 o'clock still.
So it's ten o'clock in the evening.
Okay. Winter time still.
Oh, okay.
We've got the floodlights. So it really is trying to, you know, suit every person's pocket, every person's time needs and that sort of thing. So
well, just to jump on the team and just from my side on the last note, for everybody from people that literally puts these balls together, goes and fetch them on a daily basis, the reception as you walk in, come through, the people that serve you so friendly and with so much passion on the food side, the chefs in the background, the maintenance on this place. I mean, if you know how big this is, one of the biggest gardens you'll find in Johannesburg, the aesthetics that you've put together, for all the staff that don't always get seen and always get mentioned, that we walk past in most cases, thank you for creating that, because it is a direct reflection on the South African spirit, the South African entrepreneurs, the South African mindset. And when tourists and visitors, which this place gets a lot, come and experience that, it's a small reflection on what else they can expect out of South Africa. If we can put this type of facility together, run it in the way that you do, and I'm not going on from a thank you perspective, but it's a direct reflection on the South African spirit. Mm. And thank you very much, Dan, for opening up your hearts to me and Arthur as well. And we had brief conversation with you at the opening of the new Pro Shop, which has also been a massive investment for everybody. The moment we engage with you, I know why you guys are going to be successful. Mm. And to the guys from InRange as well, thank you for putting all of this together and all the effort that goes into it and making it an accurate experience. Because we said to each other that night in a Skinner moment that if it's not going to be accurate or a good experience, you almost will not have a chance of succeeding. Mm. This guy phoned me, and the first thing he goes, you have to go, it's accurate.
Yeah. Absolutely, I appreciate your comments there. It's, as I say, team effort, and we wake up and want to make a positive difference.
Yep.
You know, one of our key points is, you know, to do better today than yesterday and do tomorrow better than today. So
yeah.
I think it's that continuous desire to be better than you were that, you know, drives everyone.
It's
great to see it coming through in your experience.
Yeah, I mean, this morning we walked in, I saw my open up more bays. And the thing is, we never ask for any of these things. And I don't want to go on about this, but service in South Africa is vitally important. Mm-hmm. And pro shops and shops, whether it's on course or not, a lot of us got into a bit of a comfort zone. We forget that the client that walked in there, it's important that we give them an exceptional experience, and not in a way where we always owe it to each other, because everybody's in business. You know, you can't walk into a place and just expect them to fall to your feet. All of us are just normal humans. But for you guys, you make us, each one of us, feel, and it takes a specific spirit to get that done. And every morning when you wake up to come into a facility at 7 o'clock and everything is just on and working, people don't understand the behind the scenes that happens in order to make that work.
We certainly try our best. We don't get it right all the time.
No, but we don't. It's human nature.
You know, we try our best, and you spoke about exceptional experiences. I think in our world, it's memorable experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 100%. Something where someone leaves thinking, oh, I want to go back. Oh, I've got to tell this person about it, or, you know, those sorts of things. So
I'm super excited to get going.
Me too. So we're going to take on your challenges. Thank you for opening this all up for us. And we bless you and your entire staff compliment. And Dan, thank you very much also for sitting down with us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. We look forward to South Africa sharing in the joy that we've created here. So thanks 100%. Very much.